A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Mr. Meal.
You forgot them.
I forgot.
Well, do you know what I was going to... Sorry, did Mr. Meal get married? Is Mr. Meal... she's been married. Isn't she now a Mrs.?
This is where they did it at that posh hotel. I was going to say something else because we are a bit snuffly.
I sound a bit snuffly.
Yeah, have we got a cold?
I've had a lot of first offence this morning to the point of where I imagine I'm going to have some side effects for how much first offence I had. This is not a first offence advert. They do not sponsor this in any way. I'm sure other nasal sprays are available. But as soon as I start feeling, as soon as one of the kids coughs or has a little sneeze, I'm like, right, let's get on this. Mm-hmm. First offence the shit out of myself this morning.
Yeah, I need some because we have got a busy old couple of weeks coming up.
Busy couple of weeks. But the thing is, though, I woke up. I'm Chris Bramsey, by the way. Hello, you listen to Shark.
Chris Bramsey.
You were looking at pushing that pram down the street. It's Chris Bramsey, everyone. What a great dad. Pram's empty.
You're such a good dad.
I woke up this morning with like a pain in that bit between your nose and your mouth. But I didn't know if it was because I was snoring because I had a couple of beers yesterday. So I was like, I must have been snoring.
No, I don't think you were.
Well, you didn't kick us or punch us in the sleep, so I mustn't have been.
Well, how can I kick or punch you in your sleep when we've got a 7-year-old in between us?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Honestly, Rafe, sleeping through the night, good as gold. Robin, back in our bed. Yeah. Just all giving it the guilt trip.
Touch wood, don't want to jinx it, but Rafe's currently doing basically 11 hours in his own bed, which is just...
I'll try to fist bump you, but since
I put this extra table in the middle, I can't really reach. it's actually quite... icky the way we fist bump now. We kind of just tingle each other's fingers.
Like and if you think I'm leaning over, then you've got another thing coming.
That Michelangelo painting when God's just touching the guy's hand. I know all my history. So Robin is now in the middle of the bed in between me. But so we had that thing the other week where I basically said to him, look, stay in your own bed all night, Robin. Stay in your own bed all night. I'll get you, you know, if you do it all week, we'll go out on Saturday and get you a little treat if you can do it every night. Mm-hmm. First night you did it, I missed him. So on Tuesday I went, scrap that. Come in whenever you want.
Well, he's 7 now and he's massive. He's massive 7-year-old. He's not like a little pokey 7-year-old. He's huge. And I'm just very aware. Every time I hug him, I'm like, he's just getting bigger. And there's going to be a day. My sister said it. The stop coming in. Yeah. And it's going to break my heart. So actually, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
He's in the bed and I love it.
There we go. But are you okay? Apart from being a bit snuffly, are you all right?
Do you know what? I am, you know.
You're all dressed up for the podcast today. It's a bit weird. I get wedding rings on and everything. What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to flirt with?
I wear these every day.
Who are you expecting to come in here?
Who knows? You never know, do you? Always be prepared.
We hired an office junior that you fancy that I don't know about, and he's going to come in with a little tight pants on, a little bum. I'd be good if you hired someone to be in here while we just slob and cough and just splurt everywhere. Anyway, look, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. It is episode 216, although I got that wrong 3 times when we were busy starting. I said 126 and then I said 226. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's 216. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is...
Take it away.
Espresso martinis on a night out.
Why? Ooh. Why? Oh, no, I can't. What? Do you want to go to sleep when you get in, you fucking psychopath? She's on board
with this one.
Daisy, who edits this podcast, she loves them. She's
on
them.
You're a maniac.
How do you drink them?
You're a maniac. Espresso martinis. I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you right now, come on, let's go. I'm going to tell you everything that's wrong with espresso martinis, right? You ready? Hey, you want to have a terrible night's sleep? Eh? You want to give your hangover that nice panicky, anxious kick? Eh? You need to get yourself an espresso martini. Ooh, hey. Go on. Be clever. Drink them all fucking night. Go on. That's an espresso.
That's a shot
of coffee. You massive tosser. You massive, massive, pretentious dickhead.
Daisy, I'm telling you right now.
You think you're posh, Daisy? Think you're posh. Everyone out there standing drinking espresso martini, think you're posh? Think about it. You're not. Think about it. Why? Because basically, it's just a vodka Red Bull.
Oh.
It's just a vodka Red Bull, mate.
Posh vodka Red Bull.
That's all it is.
They do taste nice. Ooh. I can appreciate...
I've got three coffee beans floating in this one as well. Oh, well, fucking... Oh.
Do you know what's really sad? What? Not really, do you know what really fucking winds me up?
What?
When you go to a bar, right? Mm. And they're like, we do cocktails. And you're like, oh my God, they do cocktails. Mm. And they're just like on tap cocktails.
What do you mean?
I've been to a bar where they do espresso martinis and they're just like out of a thing.
That's like a machine.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. Shit. Where's the man? A woman? Flaring, yeah. Mixing the shit.
Excuse me, why is he not throwing a silver? Why is he not throwing a silver jug all over the place like a dickhead?
They cost like £9. Oh, crazy. Damn, I'm not a fan of espresso martinis.
No,
I, is it espresso or espresso?
Espresso.
Nice. Yeah. I'd just like to clarify
you've
that.
You've been saying
espresso. I've been saying espresso.
Years,
yeah, that's embarrassing.
Just another.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Another
though.
Layer in the onion of stupid things you've said for your entire life.
Me mate Steph sometimes can come here at like 7 o'clock in the afternoon and have a coffee. Yeah. And I'm like, how are you doing that? I can't drink coffee after 2 o'clock.
Have you just invented a new time?
7 o'clock.
In the afternoon. 7 o'clock in the afternoon, you said.
It is, isn't it? Late night. Is it a night? Is that night then?
I would say 7 o'clock is the evening if I was going to be pedantic, which
well,
I am
I mean,
always
God.
On this podcast.
All right, you are pedantic. I've got a lot of things going on in my brain right now.
God, it was 9 p.m. in the morning.
What's Robin say? Mom, what time are we going there? Is it midday o'clock?
Well, he started putting a question mark on the end of stuff.
He started saying question mark, yeah. An exclamation mark.
Yeah. Well, Dad, where's my trainers? Question mark. Yes, I go, sorry.
God. He's such a noob, isn't he? A noob at life. No, I think he watches, have you noticed recently? So, I don't know if you know this, right? But we banned YouTube Kids on his iPad.
Yeah.
Because my mum sent us a thing out the Telegraph and it resonated, right? Not much senders resonated, but this did. Because I just don't like the constant scrolling
of kids. The, what do they call it? The scroll of doom or doom scrolling? It's the non-stopness of it.
Yes.
Whereas his games, if he plays his little games on his iPad, it's a self-contained little thing. He plays the game, he plays it until he's bored, he turns it off. But with YouTube Kids, and you know, obviously with social media and stuff that he doesn't
never
have,
ending.
YouTube... It's non-stop. Well, did you like that? He has another. And it does something to his little
the
brain.
The scary thing in this article said that what they want to do, what they want to introduce to children is screens with multiple things going on at the same time.
Horrible.
So on the screen, there could be four different videos. Because they said kids, nowadays, sadly, kids don't, they're really good at skimming, which probably is a good skill to have. But at the same time, they do not actually retain, they don't take in any information because there's so much going on. And they're always just looking at the next thing to watch. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And as well, the reality is completely warped. They don't understand what is real and what is fake because they see so much things online nowadays of like pretend things, pranks and all that kind of shit. It's terrifying, right? So I was like, look, you can watch YouTube Kids, but you can watch it in the sitting room. I mean, I regretted that massively because I can't fucking stand the shit he watches.
Yes, it was a really bad choice.
But you can watch it in his bedroom, but he doesn't scroll. So, like, he can change the video, but he's got to do it on the remote, and he sits and actually watches a video rather than just... That's what I didn't like. It was the scrolling.
Yeah, it might be bollocks, but I mean, you've got the blue light bullshit, apparently, but that's on phones and tablets, isn't it? It's that blue light stuff that makes you feel like shit.
Yeah.
So, or whatever.
No, it's true. It does to us.
It might be old school bollocks, but I feel better when he's sitting watching a TV screen. Do you know what I mean? Rather than
hang on a minute. The iPad was the best thing ever invented, and I am absolutely don't think that I'm slagging the iPad off. I am all for the iPad. Like, our kids watch iPads. I'm not trying to be like, my child doesn't watch an iPad. You don't know, they fucking absolutely do. Rafe's on it when I'm getting ready. They're amazing. Even Sandra said she wishes she had them when we were kids.
Oh, it's an amazing tool.
Yeah.
I just hate the mind, and
Robin, I don't know if I know that other kids aren't like that. I know that kids can just give up their iPad and be like, yeah, I'm done now.
Yeah, yeah.
Robin is not like that. Nah. He's not that kid. He's literally like,
he
turns into a demon.
Berserk.
So we've just over the years, I don't know, and I read that and it just resonated. Anyway, now what I was going to say, this was my point I was getting to. Every time he watches one of those stupid videos of people playing Mr. Beast
and
all that
them.
Shit.
I enjoy them
I know you
very
love
much.
It, but every time there's a guy on there or a girl and they're like calm and they're speaking nicely, I'm like, I like this one, Robin. Who's this? And he went, it was the other day, he went, why do you keep commenting on all these stuff? I was like, because he's not screaming. Like, why do they scream?
Yeah, they're just, so they try and make moments
oh, God.
Bigger than they are.
They'll just be playing this game and they'll be like, and they're such and such, and they're always American, and oh my God, where's he coming from? And then he's like, it's coming from and I'm like, oh my God, I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Oh my God, did you guys see that? He just, fucking dude, I get it.
I've got to give myself a little bit of, I need to calm down, that was horrible. But yeah, so now, and that's where that's come from.
That's why you're not a hundreds of million pound a year earning YouTuber who plays on games, because every time you shout, you get a bit upset.
I do, it's upset us a little bit, I'm really sorry. It's made us all a bit on edge, but that's what then that's in our sitting room.
Yeah, I enjoy the Minecraft ones. I love
what was it without you put on that I had to sit and watch and pretend that fucking, what was it? Was it the thing where it was the Lego, but he made loads of different shit?
That was amazing. Oh, How dare you? That was great. It was like he's an engineer and he makes loads of amazing stuff out of Lego. Oh no, he was seeing how long it would get the car to go over a gap.
Yeah,
so he
was
kept pulling
the
table apart, and he was making this Lego car. Oh, I was in heaven. Why can't they just? I'd watch that over any sport.
I just want them to watch nice films and try to watch The Lion King the other day.
Well, Robin's got annoyed.
Hate it. Turn it off.
Yeah, but he does have every sort of 10 minutes. He watches it for 10 minutes, and then he goes, "I hate this. Turn it off." And he watches it again. It's like he's trying to wake up from a nightmare.
He's such a dick.
It's really strange.
I just feel like he's like,
"Why am I watching this? Why am I watching this?"
Oh, it's actually quite good.
Why am I watching this? Turn it off, I hate it.
What a wonderful day. No, Mom, I tell you, I hate it.
Oh, I just can't wait to my dad's deed. That's what he's saying that. I was watching, when we're watching Lion King, I had a revelation. He's actually singing. He's saying, "I just can't wait to be king." But he doesn't. It's really sad. He doesn't realise that to be king, his dad has to be dead. So he's literally saying, "I just can't wait to my dad's deed." So I was singing that in the shower the other day.
I think they sing that in the version on the stage.
A Broadway? Yeah. I wrote it for them. I just can't wait for my dad to be deed. Yeah. I wrote it for them. Yeah, I get £3 every time they do it.
Wow. Yeah, where's all that money? Cha-ching.
That's, don't you worry about it. It's before we got together. It's me old Lion King royalties. Oh my God, who'll play the intro jingle? Play the jingle.
Oh, just something. Do you want to hear something really sad? Make me a bit icky.
Oh, always.
One of the husbands from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills wrote The Lion King. Yeah. He came up on the credits. I was like, ah! There he is.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, wrote The Lion King.
Well, he wrote all the songs and stuff. And it came up on the credits. And I was like,
Elton John wrote all the songs.
Oh,
he did Circle of Life, didn't he? Oh, look, I don't care. Oh, my God, I don't care. No, jingle. Fight about the jingle.
Here we go.
Well done.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Welcome back. His name is Rob Minkoff and he actually directed it.
There
so information doesn't stay very well in my head when I'm watching
Real Housewives. No, it doesn't go in.
Yeah.
It doesn't go in, does it?
Well, I knew he had something to do with it.
Right, okay, that'll be why.
Oh, he did Stuart Little as well.
Oh, that'll be why he's got all the money for his wife to piss about on the telly arguing with other wives, eh? Eh? Misogyny.
Well, it's funny here because it's
misogyny.
What does Crystal's husband do? It's like, he's actually got quite a cool job.
What does Crystal's husband do?
Yeah, I love that though. Yeah, stay in your lane, Rob.
Yeah,
it's
Rob.
Crystal's time to shine.
Yeah, Rob, look, Rob, if your career's not arguing with other people on the telly, have you even got a career?
Don't you slag off
Loser.
Real Housewives. I love it.
Oh, Rob, how embarrassing. Ick. look, you're composing songs or directing, whatever it was. Ick. Anyway, listen.
Yes.
So we've been busy. We've been up and down to London doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's been busyness. Sandra, I'm going to get straight to the point here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sandra is your mum.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Your mum is essentially, she's like one of those sort of comedy conundrums.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're sort of like, just off the top of your head, someone be like, right, would you, you know, you can take this, you know, I don't know, genie gives you a wish or whatever. You get £10,000 a day for the rest of your life, but it's in pennies. Right. Not one of them stupid things. So it's like a good thing with a caveat. Your mom is literally
a ready-made.
Our good thing with a caveat.
Yeah, she is a good thing with a caveat. So I came home the other day. You stayed in London for a couple hours extra to do a game show, yes. Which you swore you would never do a game show again, which
honestly,
is exciting.
Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, no, there we go. Done it again. Yeah, it's almost like you go back on everything you're saying. You've got no morals or opinions.
The money was good.
Great. can't argue with that.
Da-da-da! Sometimes you gotta do it for the coin, bitches.
So we came back. I came back home, mm-hmm. And your incredible mother, Sandra, yes. I love you. I love her, right? I do love her. She's brilliant. She had looked after the kids.
Yeah.
You know, Robin was... I'd picked up Robin from school. I brought him in. Rafe was sorted. He'd napped at the right time. The house was bloody spotless.
She knows what she's
she'd
doing.
Cooked. She was like, here's two trays. Your veg was going out of date, so I've done two trays mm-hmm. of roast mm-hmm. veg with garlic. Mm-hmm. You can just pick that. I've done some chicken breast. Mm-hmm. I've done the kids a lasagna. All of this stuff was just ready for me to just put out. I was like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. You are phenomenal. And as she was leaving, she quickly turned and went, by the way, is that the oven that you use mainly? Because there's two ovens. Mm-hmm. She went, is that the oven that you use mainly? The sort of the better one. Mm-hmm. I went, yes, it is. She went, right. I went, you've broke it, haven't you? She went, well, no, because there's always something. She's always done something. Mm. Or she always goes, remember that you were away a little while ago? And she went, your toaster's broke. I turned it on and it turned off all the electrics. Mm-hmm. Hasn't done it since. Don't know what the fuck she did. I don't know if she had a fucking fork in the socket. I don't know what she did, right? I don't know if she put a metal knife into the toaster. I don't know what she did, but she tripped all the electrics, right? Yeah. So I'm like, right, you've broke it, haven't you? And she went, no, you could have given me 100 guesses and I would never have come up with what she'd done. Guys, you will not believe what she did. She turned to me and I said, have you broke it? And she said, no, well, I don't know how I've done it, but it's in Greek. I went, sorry, what? She went, I don't know how, but somehow I've changed the language and I think now it's in Greek.
Yeah. Malaka.
Wasn't in Greek, it was in Russian.
It was in Russian.
I had to take a photo of it and then scan the text and translate it. iPhone's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
So I had to take a photo of every single screen on the menu and then translate all of it and then work back and find out which one it was to change the language. It must have
took us... Because it's like a fancy oven with like words on and that. No, do you know what I mean? It's not just numbers, it's like menus.
Sorry,
and all
do
that
you
shit.
Work for the company? No, you work for the company, sell us. Hello, AEG. Hello, yeah, right. Oh, an oven, yeah, no problem. What kind of one do you want? Do you want one with like knobs or do you want like a fancy one with like words and shit? Oh, you want like words and shit? Right now, I'm talking to you now. I'm assuming you want it English, but it does also come in Russian. My ma thinks it's Greek, like, but it does come in Russian. Do you want Russian or English? English, right. English, I'll put you down for English fancy one with words and shit. Yeah, next day delivery.
Thank you for calling Geordie Gazan Electrics.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Yeah.
So it's a bit of a smart oven, isn't it?
But yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
But the thing that I found the funniest, right, was you did end up fixing it, right? It
took us an hour and a half.
Yeah. But then you called me over and you went, right, I just want to show you this. And then you showed me how she got to there.
Unbelievable.
And it was ridiculous.
Mad.
She shouldn't have been anywhere near that. To cook in that oven, she didn't need to be anywhere near that menu.
Menu after menu after menu. It's literally, you had to scroll so much and click so many times far into a menu.
In her defence, right, so me mum and dad split up. How long's it been now? How long's it been? Like 15 Jesus. Years, something like that, right? Yeah. And so she's on her own. And she's really good at doing stuff. Like, she's proper self-sufficient. I think she is.
She's brilliant.
And so our fridge was broke, remember? Yeah. And she, instead of getting the guy out, she just Googled it and she, like, fixed it herself. She had to take the back off and that, and she did loads of stuff and she fixed it.
Yeah.
But how the fuck can she do that? And then ends up putting it out. She doesn't give a shit when she comes to our house.
No, she just fucking ham-fisted like... stuff ends up everywhere. I told you in the past, my main problem with your mom is she has got no... respect for where a toy should be played with. So inside toys become outside toys, non-bath toys become bath toys. It's just, it's fucking free for all. I'll go in the garden and there'll be something electronic fucking covered in rainwater. And I'm like, why'd she brought that? The bairn wanted to bring it outside. Well, if you wanted to bring a fucking telly out, would you let him take a telly out, Sandra? But yeah, she's very self-sufficient to the point of where if we were away for a few more days, I believe she'd have probably just learnt Russian.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? Hey, what's your beef? Beef.
What's your beef?
My beef with you is, on television, when we are being interviewed, you are sickly, sickly, sweetly nice to me. Yet in real life and on here, you treat me like a piece of shit.
fuck off.
And then on telly, right, exactly. On telly, you are so nice, right? Yeah. And I'm not that nice to you, so I look like a bitch.
Yeah.
But you, why do you do this? What's your game? What's your ploy? You are so nice. We did the Mo Gilligan show. We recorded it the other week. It's on this Friday, actually. It's on today. Yeah. It's on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And
late-ish with Mo Gilligan.
Late-ish, sorry. Chris, you are so nice to us, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in that sort of headspace.
Right.
Because we normally talk to each other
right.
like dirt. Yeah, you turned it on and you were really nice, and so I looked like a dick. At one point, I think I made a face like, "What's he doing? What's he doing?"
Okay, so it's a multiple pronged attack. I'll right. be honest with you.
Okay,
my thoughts behind it.
Uh-huh.
My first thought behind it is on the Mo Gilligan show. That might be a new audience who don't know who we are. A bloke being nasty and snipey to his wife, who you've never seen before. Doesn't really rub well with an audience, whereas a
so
woman
you're
just
a liar.
Well, as a woman just having a bit of a snipe at a bro, it's more acceptable and it's a bit funnier.
Fair enough.
It's a bit funnier,
so all the new viewers can think I'm a dick.
Exactly. So then, yeah,
great.
Part two of that is
right.
All the new viewers will think you're a dick,
yeah.
And then I'll get to see little tweets, random tweets like, "Oh, I saw these two on the Mo Gilligan show. Never heard of them before, but why is she such a bitch
great.
To that really
yeah,
nice
can't
guy?"
Wait.
And you know, really I just nice screen guy. Grab them and masturbate furiously over them later. So.
Ew. Imagine masturbating over words. I bet people do.
I imagine so. Do. Well, didn't they used to do them things in porn mags where they'd send there was a reader's story, but it was clearly
written
by
yeah. Okay, all right, okay, fair enough. Yes, you absolutely can.
I just
like
mean
stories.
An actual word. What do you mean?
I meant like horrible words.
Spaghetti?
Like horrible words? Like,
what do you mean?
Like somebody saying that like, you're a dick and that? Like, oh, yeah.
There is that.
But yeah, of course
it,
you can read a story,
succession.
A sexy story.
People
do masturbate
the wrong words all the time.
Well, I'm completely
you've
wrong.
You've said another silly. You've said another silly. We're currently up at the point not giving too much away, but we're currently up at the point in Succession where someone is masturbating over someone else having a go at them.
Yeah.
Ah,
I think that's what I meant.
What a great show.
Do you know something that was really silly that happened at the Mo Gilligan show?
What?
When I was getting my makeup done,
mm-hmm.
the lass was doing my eyes and she went open and I opened my mouth. And she went, "I know your eyes."
Oh, sorry, I'm not here to get filling.
Why did I open? Literally, I was just sat there. And she was on my eyes and she was like, "Right, open." I went, "Huh." I just opened my mouth and I was like, "Nope, not the right thing to open."
Oh, God.
What a fucking dick.
Open legs. Shut your legs, though. My beef with you.
Oh, God, I forgot
about this. This has been going on a while, but it's ramped up because we started travelling and going to London
okay.
and stuff together
yay.
And going and doing work together recently, leaving the house.
Yeah.
Look
at us.
I have.
Who'd have thought?
I have a very specific working system for the phone chargers in this house.
Oh, for fuck.
And
I knew you were going to bring this up.
You have zero respect for my phone charger system in this house. And it's happened for a long time now. But it's starting to get... It's
what is your system?
My system is, there's a charger in the kitchen.
Mm.
There's a charger in the living room, which is also on an iPad plug, so it can do iPads and phones. There's a charger at your side of the bed. There's a charger at my side of the bed. Mm. There's a charger in your little dressing room thing. Then there's a charger in your bag to take away, and there's a charger in my bag
it's
to take away.
A lot of chargers, isn't it?
You think. But somehow, it's not... Very good. Somehow, it's not enough, is it? It's not enough chargers. Because what you do, you stop singing to deflect
never
how much
enough.
Of an idiot you are.
There's a charger in the kitchen. What am I going to do? There's a charger in the bedroom.
You take a charger.
What am I going to do?
You take a charger. You pack a charger. You take it away. Right? You pack a charger. You take it away. We'll come back. Right? You either lose that charger or just leave it in your bag. Then you go and take one of the chargers from somewhere else in the house.
Oh, bought with my money, by the way.
Hey, look.
Half my money.
Yeah, look,
my
I'm not debating that they're half yours.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is 50-50.
But, oh, God forbid I use them not in the specific place.
Because you take
shoot
them.
Shoot me down.
You take them from that place.
Oh, God.
You must have a bag somewhere.
Where am
fucking,
I living?
You must
what
have,
am I living in
where,
this hell?
Where are you living? You're living in the fucking Apple shop by the sounds of things because you must have a bag somewhere with about 600 fucking chargers in it because you take one from somewhere else and you go and then you come back and magically that's gone so you take one from somewhere else. I had to buy 3 new chargers the other day off Amazon because you
privileged.
Just fucking took them. You did. Honestly. Take it. Go away. Come back. It's in your bag. Not in my bag, man. I'll take the one from the kitchen. Right now, there's none in the kitchen. Oh, well, one from my side of the bed.
Excuse me. Have you ever thought this might be Robin?
No, I haven't, because it only happens when we go away.
Nah.
I've seen you do it. Stop it.
I
bought colour coordinator chargers the other day, so I've got you. I've got your bank to rights, right? Oh. Red one your side of the bed, blue one my side of the bed, grey one kitchen.
What happened to that really long pink one I had last year?
What did happen to it?
I don't know.
What did happen to it?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened.
Maybe it's up your cock.
I wish it was that long. Some fucker checked into a hotel after you and got a free pink charger. That's what happened. And I'm now down a charger. Stop it, right?
Oh,
have
God.
Have some foresight and planning and thinking about yourself, will you?
I can't.
Honestly.
They're all, in my defense, they all look the same.
Not anymore. They're colour coordinated.
And why is me iPad charger different to me phone charger and different to me laptop charger? Honestly, get in the bin. The whole system is rigged and I'm sick of it. Sick of this. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, iPads are not different. It is.
I swear to God it is.
You're going to have to apologise to God when you get up to heaven.
He's getting out from me.
But because... wow. You're going to have to apologise to God when you get to heaven because it's the same.
It's not.
It's the same.
Go and get me iPad.
Or do you mean the plug?
I mean the thing. The lead?
It is. It's USB-C.
Oh, before Christ. What's Apple on here?
US before Christ. Oh, your phone's USAD. US Anno Domini. Right. Stop it, right? Just have a charger.
Chris, that's not something I can promise that I'll ever stop.
Why though? Why? Why are you listening to how I rate? It's making us and going, well, I'll just not change.
Because it's my life and this is how
so
I live.
What do you mean this is how you live? What, just fucking flitting through life, throwing chargers in bins and just leaving them places?
No, I don't do it you deliberately. Clearly are. But I can't promise that I'm not going to stop.
In my head,
they're
right?
Very small and I don't know which bag small. They're in. I don't know which bag they're in.
In my head now, you're just walking down the street with the chargers. Just spinning it round, just waiting for it to fly off and going, oh,
sometimes I leave them in the plug and then you take your phone and that's what's happened.
What?
I've left it in that plug the hotel.
Right.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now.
Oh, good. Oh, good. We got a fucking song out of it. Fuck's sake.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie, I've been trying really hard and I've actually spotted some icks in life that I can bring to the table. So can we have a specific ick section jingle, please?
What was it again?
Come on, man.
Oh, was it, I hate you so much right now. Ick.
I do believe it was.
I hate you so much right now.
It was, ew, you're so disgusting. Ick. Wasn't it?
Oh my God, so what was that one? One instead.
Go on then. Just done them both.
You're so disgusting. Ick.
So
I miss songs on here. Fuck.
So I've got three icks to bring to the table.
Where have you got these from?
Life. life.
So these are from your very
two that
eyes.
I've seen. Two that I've seen recently, and I was like, oh, okay, that could be right. An ick. I imagine that could be an ick. And then one that I got told yesterday.
Oh, are any of them about me?
No, none of them about you. Okay. So my ick, one of my icks is people who take photos, or more specifically, videos, video things with an iPad.
Oh, I know. I know.
I don't know if I've said it before, but when someone's just standing holding an iPad videoing for ages, you look, you're at a fucking protest.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're holding a sign. What's on the sign? Oh, is it a placard? Oh, no, it's an iPad.
It's sad because there is the option on that to do it. So
I don't know what it is.
They should be able to do it, but it just makes us minging. Go, oh. No, it is. It is horrible.
I don't know why. It's horrible. Photos are worse when people take photos with an iPad.
And then you see the partner stood next to me and go, you've got to have sex with that. Gotta have sex with that, taking a photo.
Up a body strength, though. Look how long they held that iPad
that
for.
That is true.
Hard as nails. Sexy. Another one, leaving your torch on your phone.
Oh.
You know, when someone doesn't realise they've got their torch on their phone.
Yeah.
And everyone around them is just scrambling to tell them they've got their...
Yeah.
It's really strange. Have you ever seen someone put their phone in their pocket and the torch is still on? You can see a little light shining through their pants.
It's only certain people in the world do that, you know.
Yeah.
You would think I would, but I never do that.
Yeah.
I know I'm a bit I know I'm careless and fancy free with chargers and shit, but I'm not like that.
There's not charge on your phone at any point to have the torch on because you've lost all your
I've always got quite a good charge, actually. Yeah.
Probably because you've got so many
chargers. Because there's so many chargers on those. People who don't turn their indicator off on the motorway.
Yeah.
Oh, get in the bin.
The having the phone torch through your pants, that's the new fly down for me.
Is it?
Yeah. Your phone torch is on and it's shining through your pants. Oh, God. It's like there's a little Lord light. Don't look at the light shining from your pants. We got told one yesterday off a friend of ours.
Oh.
So we've got to keep all names quiet.
Anonymous.
So a friend of ours was leaving somewhere with her husband and his friends were there and he was saying goodbye to his friends.
Yeah.
And he plays Call of Duty online with his friends. And apparently she's reported back to us that he just said the words, and I quote, "I'll see you in the war zone." Now, I love online games. I love computer games. You know, a bit of a nerd myself, but fucking... See you in the war zone. Roger, Charlie, Bravo, Alpha.
That's one thing I know a lot of blokes who play with their mates on like a Saturday night and that.
Yeah.
You don't play on a headset with your mates, do you?
I haven't done it for years because basically, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, when I first started stand-up and I had a lot of time, so I pack in uni, right? Obviously at uni I had a lot of time during the day anyway, but then I packed in uni and I was just doing gigs on a night, so I was driving to gigs and I had lots of time, although you claim to be like writing loads of stuff, you're not, you're sort of just trying to perfect the stuff you've already got, so there's not much to do. I was unbelievable on Call of Duty, like me and my mates used to play all the time, and me and another lad were basically top of the server all the time. And then I had a few years off and all of the children in the world are amazing now and won't play online because children are far too fucking good at it.
On the beat you
horrible, it's just demoralising. Right. Hate it. Absolutely hate it. So that's why I don't play online. And that's why you won't see you in the war zone for me.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public. Oh, is it the coronation?
It is the coronation.
Yes.
No,
it's just because questions from the public is just politics, and then it brings us on to the monarchy world, just a world we don't live in.
Right.
And sometimes I go into the posh voice of.
I think I can speak for everyone listening. Well, we thought there was a new character coming, and we got very excited.
I couldn't keep that accent up for very long.
Yeah, no.
It's very, very posh.
Your face
I can only
changed.
Do it for so long, and I get very, very. I've got a very small mouth when I do it. Nothing else.
As always, guys, if you want to send anything in, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Are we watching it? I'm going to watch it. The coronation.
Might as well. So
bought a biscuit tin, haven't I?
Yeah.
Tell you, didn't I?
Yes, you bought three biscuit tins. Mm-hmm. You bought one for Kate, one for your mum, and one for you because you think that it'll never happen again. But guess what? And I don't mean be
no, it's not that. It's not that I don't think it'll happen again.
It'll happen again in our lifetimes.
Pretty soon. It's not that I don't think it'll happen again. Just I remember when I was younger, me granda kept a gas mask from the war, and I took it into school.
Yeah.
Come on, the best days of my life.
You're thinking that our children's children will get the same reaction when they take in your Tesco or whatever it was.
McVitie's
biscuit tin.
Well, now you said it, probably not, but...
Three of which you have.
Yeah.
Wow. I just thought
that it would be nice to go, look at, we were alive then. Is that so bad?
No, I mean, it's not a gas
but
mask.
I think
is
you're
it?
Right. It's not. It's nowhere near the.
But then again, you know what? At the time, everyone had a gas mask. I suppose
that is true. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that is true.
All had one.
Yeah.
Not three.
Yeah.
Not three.
No.
But
yeah. But it was pretty cool. I wonder where that is. You know, I'm gonna have to ask me Nana
where the gas mask is.
Because Robin could feel the same sort of rush that I felt taking that gas mask to his school.
Well, Robin, yesterday we went to the arcade. And Robin won a load of tickets, and in the machine, mm-hmm. you pick what you want. And Robin won some false teeth, some like dirty joke false teeth. And he put them on this morning to go to school because he wanted to show everyone his false teeth, his joke teeth. And weirdly, me dad texted us just at that moment because me dad's away playing golf in Turkey at the minute. Me dad texted us at the moment and he said, "How is everyone?" And I text me dad back saying, "You'd be so proud."
Such Robin, a dad's crack.
Robin just hid some joke teeth in and went to school to show everyone. And my dad just texts back, "That's my boy."
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. I work in an office and saw the strangest thing over lunch the other day.
Okay, exciting.
There were three of us in that day, and at lunchtime we all sat at our desk having our lunches. When I noticed one of my colleagues had a loaf of bread on their desk, I thought, he must be making a sandwich. But no.
Oh.
That's all he had. A loaf of bread. Now, I'm not talking a nice crusty loaf. I'm talking a full-size loaf of Warburton's Toasty, which, have to say, is a very good bread.
Oh, yeah, in the orange paper. Yeah. Yeah, it's mint.
Me and my colleague watched as he sat and ate it slice by slice. No butter.
Fuck off.
No ham.
Oh.
No, nothing.
Oh, my word.
A whole loaf of bread.
Oh, look, I like bread as much as the next guy. I'll probably say I like bread more than the next guy. Bit of bread and butter for me, yes, but that, no.
Yeah, he ate the whole bloody thing.
Nah.
Didn't take a sip of a drink the whole way through.
Oh, my God.
Dry bread. Obviously, as we are British and polite, me and my colleague tried to ignore it until we were both getting in our cars at the end of the day and my colleague said, "Did you see what he had for lunch?" Which led us to stand for half an hour in disbelief going, "How can you do it? Imagine what his poos must be like."
Oh.
Anyway, I've developed a new ridiculous ick, men eating bread.
No, come on, it's a man eating a full loaf of bread.
Wouldn't see a woman doing it.
Oh,
you would not see a woman sitting
full loaf of dry bread. I mean, listen, times might be hard and he might have wanted to get full, but that is mad. And I've thought of his new nickname.
What's that?
Sponge.
Sponge.
Just because he'll just be like,
just soaking it all up.
Spongy.
How
inside.
Could you eat a full loaf of bread?
Oh,
without anything on? The question is, could you eat a whole loaf of bread without a pick of butter?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, again, I don't know if this is something I've said before, but whenever I see a whole loaf of unsliced bread, I always think of what my dad used to get for his lunch when he was younger.
I mean, yeah, that's amazing though.
Which is one of
when
the best
he used to hollow
ever.
It out.
So he'd take the lid off the loaf of bread, hollow it out, but he'd eat all the bread from the white bread from the inside dry, but he'd obviously leave a layer and then he would fill it with chips.
Lush.
So it was just a loaf
and
of bread.
And did he not put any
chips.
Like gravy on it and out?
Not just been salt and vinegar, loads of vinegar, loads of salt.
I mean,
apparently.
I would eat it.
Yeah, to be fair. That's dry as well though, isn't it?
He's I'd need a bit of ketchup, like.
I'd have to dip that in curry sauce or something, but... Oh, it's a lot. That's a starch, my lodge. Starch, not sponge. Starch, call him starch.
Mr. Starch, yeah.
Starch, my lodge.
Starch, my lodge. I love putting my lodge on the end of anything.
That's great, isn't
it? Is that an us thing, or is that a Geordie thing, or is it a...
I've got no idea.
Any time something rhymes with my lodge, like, todge, my lodge. Splodge, my lodge. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I discovered your podcast yesterday and was listening to the latest episode.
Wow, emailed after one day. It's exciting.
Yeah. Can I say that I was ugly laughing the whole way through and have just started from episode one. So they listened to the newest one and then went back to the beginning, which is
wonderful.
Nice.
Wonderful, thank you. And yeah, you'll probably hear this one now in a few years.
Yeah. It made it, if they're still here.
Yeah.
It has my full dedication, so I have a story that I
think
belongs on
SMAR. Sorry, if they're still here, them, the person listening, are you assuming they're going to die?
No, I don't mean died. I just mean they might tail off.
Oh,
they
right.
might get sick of it.
If they're still here. Cross on the road, danger. Jesus.
This life's not promised to everybody.
You mean if
I mean,
they stay
if they're still,
with us.
Yeah, yeah, God.
They might be doing that thing where they listen to the new and then an old one, new and then an old one.
Chris.
Okay, I don't.
Who knows?
Okay.
When I had my first baby, I had a forceps birth and had to be cut.
Freaks me the fuck out. Forceps freak us out.
Oh.
Just horrible. getting a baby out of the big pair of barbecue tongs just upsets us.
It is muddy, just upsets us.
It's really, oh, the whole thing.
What about the, have you not seen the suction one?
My knees are gone weird. No, yeah, all of it. It's terrifying. It's all
when
terrifying.
Stick it just like a plug on its head. Oh, suck it out. Almighty. Monkey in it.
Nah, it makes me want
to
cry.
To cut a long story short, excuse the pun, yeah. My scar became infected.
Oh, for God's sake.
I rang the doctors to tell them that I was in a lot of pain and that I needed to be seen. Bear in mind that this was during COVID, so there was no face-to-face appointments.
Oh, yeah, they loved a bit of that.
Yeah. The, the nurse that spoke...
Oh, 999, me arms fell off. See, can you click on Zoom? Do a Zoom, will you? Right, your arm, that's just fell off. Stop shouting, come on. You're spitting on your mic, which will give me COVID through the computer.
Oh, he's there. Oh, he's finally coming out after a few years.
Hit it all!
It was horrendous.
Carry on.
Anyway, right. The nurse that spoke to me asked me to send a photo of my scar via a link she would send to my phone.
Okay.
I was a bit taken aback, but thought, the doctors, they know what they're doing. I proceeded to squat over my phone and take possibly the most disgusting photo ever known to man and upload it via the link.
Oh, God.
A few minutes later, the nurse called back in fits of laughter, in brackets, very unprofessional.
Wow.
And told me that my notes were wrong and that she thought I had a cesarean. Only I could send unsolicited photos of my vagina to my local doctor's surgery.
Oh, so she thought the scar was a cesarean scar.
And she's like,
not
that's
a full
a
vagina
fanny.
Scar.
That's
oh,
a fanny.
Oh, my word.
But they would have probably still asked to see that, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't ring up laughing. What the hell?
I know. Do you remember when Robin, so I've wrote in me little notes here, just to remind us, during lockdown, we hired a hot tub.
Yeah.
Very well done by Chris, actually. It was the day that we got locked down.
One of my proudest moments had arrived a couple of hours before we locked down.
Yeah, sorry. So it was
one
on the
proudest
day.
Proudest moments.
We knew something was happening because we'd been in London, right?
Yeah, and no one in the Northeast gave a fuck.
Yeah, it was all kicking off. I was at this Tommy Tippy gig and someone had gloves on and a mask and I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
So we knew, right? So Chris ordered this hot tub and then what happened was he locked it down so the guys couldn't come pick it up. So we had a free hot tub for like a good few months, right?
6 week rental. I kept for half a year.
Yeah, it was class. But we didn't know much about hot tubs.
Yeah.
Robin got an infection.
Yeah, he went in so often he got
penis.
An infection. And he's,
okay. Terrible parent by us. It was basically his bath. And we didn't realize.
Joking, it was his bath, it was his classroom, it was his play area, it was his bed.
It was his exercise.
The kid was fucking amphibious for 6 months.
We lived in this hot tub, I swear to God. Our neighbours must have fucking hated it.
Yeah. We that's the thing as well, sorry to interrupt. We never put photos on, we didn't mention it on the podcast at the time, we didn't put photos on, because... I saw a video when America got locked down of Arnold Schwarzenegger in a hot tub smoking a cigar.
Telling everyone to fucking stay home.
In his massive
home.
Garden, telling him to stay home. And I was like, fucking
Jesus
switch it on,
Christ.
Dude. Like,
I know.
Read the room, yeah. Sitting in your fucking hot tub on your farm, saying everyone stay home, it's easy.
Stay home. Yeah, dickhead, you've got the best house in the world. Yeah. Like, no.
But but I've looked back recently at a few photos of it, and it looks like a giant fucking bin with soup in it.
It wasn't a great one.
It was fucking shit. If we'd have put it on, it would have been like, oh, bless them. Look at them. Look at them stuck in that thing. It was horrible. But with the time, we were like, no, we can't rub anything in anyone's faces. It was
the band got an infection,
it
Chris.
Was grey.
It was riddled.
The thing itself was grey. The water was grey. Oh, it looked like it. Do you know when? Do you remember when I don't think you still get them. You know, you get the sort of mold for a pond that you buy in B&Q and that. It's a big
like
black plastic thing. It looked like one of them.
We loved it.
We did.
And we bought one. We've got one.
And Robin
we bought
loved it too
end,
much.
And
we've got a real one
it.
Now, but yeah, Robin loved it too
fucking
much.
I love it. Honestly, I know what you're thinking, right? Because I was dead against it, but it's the best thing ever.
Apart from when you're going with the kids.
Why?
Because she can't have fun. One of them's just...
Oh, no.
Rafe's just
trying
to fall in the water all
the time.
Robin's just spitting everywhere.
Yeah, it's too hot for them. Got to get out.
You can't enjoy it. Anyway, so Robin got a little infection.
And we had to take a picture...
And send it
...of his penis and send it to the doctors. But do you remember the moment I was like, I don't know if I should send this?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well,
it was all a bit dodge, wasn't it?
Yeah. I really got a fright when it came up on my memories a year later.
Oh, he's... Yeah. Why have you got pictures? Oh, this is so awful. I don't even know if we should talk about this.
Oh, it was for medical reasons.
Yeah,
for
I know.
Medical reasons. For medical reasons. But yeah, it
crazy.
Was, strange times. Glad it's over.
Just let you know, we never told them that it was from the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Got some cream, he was fine. Didn't need to know that we had been...
slow cooking him.
Broiling him. For months.
Sorry, have you poached this four-year-old? Yes, we've poached him. Yes, he poached.
He fucking loved it. He absolutely loved it.
He did love it.
Good time. They were the only nice times we had during that time.
Yeah, I suppose. I was so blind drunk, I can't
remember. Oh, God, I know, so was I. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Just been listening to episode 185, where you were discussing stealing things from people's homes.
Uh-huh.
Not expensive stuff, just things that would annoy them.
Yeah.
Well. Years ago, I used to work as a double glazing salesperson.
Yeah.
We would visit people in their homes and sell them our windows and doors.
Mm. I know how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. We had this thing whereby if a customer took up our time and didn't buy for some bullshit reason, then as we were packing up our stuff, getting ready to leave, we would slip their TV remote control into our bag.
Oh, you bastards.
Thank them for their time and leave stealing their TV remote.
Wow.
A fairly inexpensive item, easily replaced, but how annoyed would they probably be searching for hours for this? These stolen remote controls usually went in the bin at the next petrol station we stopped at.
You bastard.
In my defence, this was the best part of 25 years ago and I no longer condone this type of behaviour. Wow. I'm involved in silly things. But that is...
However, 25 years ago, it was a lot harder to get a new remote. You go straight on Amazon and you can get you any kind of remote the next day. You dick. I'll tell you one thing about your double glazing salesman. I'm going to throw this back in here, pal.
I've left a note here. Are you going to bring up the thing that happened to us?
The way they used to sell it. Oh, so a double glazing salesman came to our house once. Unbelievable. From a very reputable, big double glazing company, which we didn't go with in the end because it was madness.
It was like some sort of test. I was like, are we being punked?
Their system, I don't know if anyone's ever had this, but their system is to count how many windows you need and what size you need and then give you the price per window times however many it is and then add all the discount on at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I was like, how fucking stupid do you think I am? He was like, so this is the price here, but that's if you are buying all the windows separately. You're buying them all together. So that you'll get this off, then this off, then this off, then this off. So it's actually just that much. How do you feel? And I was like, well, I feel like you're just fucking making this up as you go along, sunshine.
No, it
there's the door. Leave the remote. Fuck off.
Well, because what he did was he came in with something crazy. Like, he was like, it should be 35 grand.
But mad.
I can do it for you for 15. And you go, how?
No, it was more than that. It was more than that. He came in at 50 grand.
It was
He came in at 50 grand and went down to 11. I went,
was that what it was?
I was like, by the end of it, I was like, numbers don't make sense anymore.
I don't understand
what you're saying.
It was insane.
It was mad money. Mad money. But it was far too expensive. We got rid of him.
Do people go, wow.
Yeah.
Look how much he's knocked off for us.
Yeah.
How special are we?
Sweetheart! Get the red panties on tonight. We've just saved 40 grand.
But that must be their tactic, though.
Well, anyone who falls for that is stupid. And anyone who doesn't has to buy a new TV remote.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've just been listening to episode 212, where Chris mentions lucid dreaming, and I wanted to write in about my special skill.
Right, okay, so I did mention this. Is this true? So someone's, I've always wanted to hear from lucid dreaming. Well, I haven't. But I will listen.
Hey, your dream's about to come true. If I'm having a sexy dream and it's getting onwards the morning or during a cheeky nap at the afternoon, I can keep it going until I wake up with a full vag pulsing orgasm.
Okay, read on. You know what? I'm interested.
Oh, funny that.
Pick me interest. Okay.
You slag. Now, this is particularly strange.
I believe it was the phrase vag pulse and orgasm that really pulled us in.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Now, this is particularly strange for me because I don't reach orgasm easily.
Wow.
It's only happened once for me during real life sex.
Oh, man.
So to answer Rosie's question in the episode, yes, you can do things in your dreams that you can't do in real life. Don't remember asking that. I'm also a massive squirter, but luckily...
I love how much, you know, we always keep you anonymous. I love how much you all tell us.
It's brilliant.
Thank you.
It's brilliant.
I mean, what a strange thing to thank, but it's just, you know, it's funny that you said that, But it's just really quite heartwarming that people are just like, I'm going to tell you this because yeah, it's going to be
fucking right. Yeah, but luckily that hasn't happened while she's asleep.
I was going to say, yeah.
Thankfully.
I'm very interested. So in my life, especially as a younger man, as an adolescent, I've had wet dreams in the past. And you wake up horrified.
Oh, so you do it?
You wake up horrified.
So, yeah. Right, okay. Maybe Sam, just, maybe is it what maybe women can do? I've never done it.
Well, you're literally like, you're just like... And then it's like, and you wake up and you're like, oh no.
Is it really?
Shame. The shame. What would me mom think?
Shame. Yeah. Have you done it?
Shame.
Have you done it in our house?
Have I had a, which house? Definitely in one of them.
Have you?
Oh, 1,000,000%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shut up. Yeah, when I've been
one
there.
One of the houses we've lived in.
You disgusting dirty.
It's dream. I can't help it. It's me dreams.
And I've been in the bed. And you've been silent yourself.
Silent.
So you've done it when I've been in the bed?
I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't you fucking lie to me.
Take it as a compliment. You might have, listen, your arm might have brushed my arm.
Whatever.
And I might just thought, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful.
Oh, I can't believe you're jizzing all over our marital bed.
New boxers, please. New boxers, please. It's horrifying when you wake up. Yeah.
I thought it was just a teenage thing. Don't you learn stuff on this podcast?
Yeah.
Some stuff. Yeah. I've just learned that grown men have wet dreams.
Yeah, it can't happen. Like, just come on then, tell her about him.
That's all it is. She can come in her sleep.
That's all she said. Yeah. That was the end of it. Yeah. I was expecting a story.
No, that's our story. What do you want her to tell you? That's our story. So she's just saying that in lucid dreaming,
but
she
can... All right, so she can... She has a bit of a sex dream.
She knows
dream
she's like, having right, a sex dream and then she comes.
Let's go full
nice
house
her.
Here. Mm. Brilliant.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. A long-time listener.
First-time emailer. Yes, love yous.
Well done.
Love yous.
Please keep me anonymous. A few years ago now, my stepbrother met a girl online, fell in love, and very quickly got engaged. He was living down south at the time, and I was asked to be one of his fiancée's bridesmaids, despite the fact she has never actually met me.
That's nice.
It is nice. It's a bonding...
Sorry, what? Just to for 1 second, do you know I went out yesterday with Robin and his cousin and your brother, Kevin, and I made the mistake of saying while in the car with Robin on the way to pick them up that Kevin was my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst conversations I've ever had in my life.
Why? Having to explain.
Went, what? He's not your brother. And it was my brother-in-law. And he went, what does that mean?
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell. It was painful. Mm. It was painful. And at the end he went, so like stepbrother? And I went, yeah.
Exactly like that. Yeah. Sometimes it's just easier. They're too young. Why you got to explain
stuff? It was as I was saying it, I was looking at myself in the mirror going, why have you started this?
Because it actually makes no sense.
And I was going along and he's like, well, law? I was going, yeah, in law. And he was like you go to prison. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God, I didn't think about that
side
of it. Oh,
it was hot. It was graft.
Why have they come out with that? Oh, is that why? Because it's like a marital, like a law thing. Like
sorry, you didn't know what brother-in-law meant.
Is that what it means?
Brother-in-law.
Because it's in, because you're
so
married,
we're married
by law.
And wow. Robin, is that you and your mum's skin?
No, I didn't realise that. I've never really thought about it.
So marriage is a legal process. Mm. So we are legally married. So he is legally my brother-in-law. So in the law, he's my brother.
Right, okay. Still think marriage is a crock of shit, by
the way. Yeah, yeah, no, thanks for dropping that in.
No,
yeah,
massive, massive crock of shit. Yeah. If you're going to get married, you're only doing it for the day.
Yeah.
It's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, for the party. It's just a party.
Yeah, it's fucking... It's a cunt load of mess to clean up, actually, if it goes wrong.
Wow. Continue.
Anyway, they should never met. As a bonding exercise, I was invited down for the weekend to go shopping for bridesmaid accessories.
Oh, Jesus.
I drove the 5 hours down south from Teesside to their home just outside London, and I was promptly given a tour around their house.
Okay.
And it was announced that I would be sleeping in my stepbrother and his fiancée's bed for the night, and they would sleep downstairs, as my stepbrother has work early in the morning and would be up and out at 4 a.m. to start his commute.
Evans.
I thanked them, chucked my overnight bag into their room, and we headed out for an afternoon of shopping. That evening, I headed up to the bedroom to get some sleep, the plan being that myself and my stepsister-in-law, to be, would go out in the morning for breakfast before I headed home. I put my PJs on and went to climb into bed. This was when I noticed the bed sheets had not been washed for me to get into.
Heavens.
In fact, I doubt they had been washed in well over a month.
Oh.
The smell was horrific.
Oh.
A mixture of sweat, greasy hair, saliva, and sex.
Oh, God.
I didn't know what to do. How could I sleep in this bed? I decided that my best option would be to take the top I was due to wear the next day and lay it over the pillow so that at least my face would be saved from directly touching the pillowcase and I would sleep on the top of the duvet.
As a man, as a medium man who wears t-shirts sometimes a little bit too big for comfort, especially pajama ones, I've been known to put my t-shirt over a pillow back in the day.
In hotels or in...
If
houses.
I was staying, when I was back in my days, when I would stay at people's houses, a lot of comedians would let you stay at their house if you're doing a gig. And, you know, most of them, not all of them, but a lot of the comedians on the circuit, absolute fucking disgusting houses and scruffy,
don't
messy
say
animals.
That.
No, I'm telling you, some bloke comedians, oh my God.
Or some blokes in general.
Come and stay at mine, some of them. I know, I know a story.
Oh,
of
gosh,
a comedian.
Careful.
Nah, that's good. I know a story of a comedian who was supposed, this was legendary on the circuit, he was supposed to stay at someone's house. It was the promoter's house for a gig. And he went, yeah, come stay at my house. He went, yeah, no bother. So he lets the gig finishes, they have a couple of pints and then they go back to
the promoter's house.
Actually, no, the guy didn't drink, he had his car, he drove them back.
Right.
So the act drives back to the promoter's house with the promoter and they go in, they open the door. I think the promoter had like loads of cats.
Oh.
And one of the rooms, we went, oh, this is a spare room here. And he opened the door and it was a mattress just with loads where the cats had all been sleeping.
Nah, no.
So all the cats had been sleeping on the mattress.
No,
And the comic, he pretended his phone was ringing. He picked it up and he's like, oh, hello? No, never in the world. Oh, brilliant. Oh, and he put the phone out and went, oh, that was me mate. He lives around here. I thought he wasn't going to be in, but he's back. I'm going to go and stay at his. Went and slept in his car.
Fuck. No.
It was legendary on the circuit, that story.
Oh, see, I'm not that quick. I would have
just slept there.
I'd have just had
on the other end of the.
I wouldn't have slept. Just lay there.
Well, yeah, but I'm the other end of the spectrum. I'd have literally opened the door. Oh, what am I shitting in the litter tray? Are you joking me, mate? The fucking hell! I'd never worked for that promoter again.
That would have been your answer. I would have went. So it's so kind of you to put us up. Thank you so much. Oh, I love cats. They're my favourite animal.
I love sleeping on cat heads. So soft.
Oh, God. I'll be pissing everything on it. Anyway, there's more to this.
Yeah.
I was about to get back onto the bed and I noticed something else. There on the floor next to the bed was a huge pink dildo.
Oh!
Also looking very unwashed.
there's a tide mark on this dildo.
Dried scrim. it was covered in fluff and hairs.
Oh, grief.
Not hidden under the bed, might I add. Full on, out on the floor for all to see. Who in their right mind doesn't wash the bedding before a guest sleeps in your bed and doesn't think to clean and tidy their grimy sex toys? I laid awake all night, desperate to be anywhere but where I was. At 4 in the morning, I heard my stepbrother slip out of the house and go to work. I took the opportunity, grabbed my bags, put the clothes on from the day before, snuck out the house, texted his fiancée my apologies, made an excuse that I felt unwell, got into my car and made it home in record time. Got into my house, stripped naked, still in the hallway, threw the clothes I'd been wearing, my pyjamas and the clothes I'd used to protect my face from the pillow, straight in the wash, then showered for a good 20 minutes. I've never visited them since. Oh, I think they miss you.
Oh, I'd have opened that window. When he was leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd have opened that window and I'd have launched that fucking dildo off his car.
Don't forget this.
Forgot your dildo, you scruffy, horrible. Ah!
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you know what it is? There's nothing worse. And, you know, obviously I'm going to sound like a bit of a sort of, you know, maybe a bit up my own arse or a bit snooty or a bit of a prude, but there's nothing worse than saying, oh, yeah, I'll stay at yours. And then getting to the person's house and thinking, I'm trapped here now in an unwashed bed with, you know, animal hair or dildos on the floor or whatever. I mean, obviously, that's an extreme, extreme circumstance.
Well, funnily enough, I stayed at a mate's house years and years ago. Lovely and clean, nothing like that. But she had a cat. Speaking of cats, she had a cat. The cat, now I've never lived with a cat. Never had one. Nothing against cats. They're lovely animals. I know a lot of people have got them, but I've just never experienced it.
Yeah.
But like when you haven't had kids and you don't know
how
horrendous it can be.
Yeah.
Right. I was sleeping downstairs on the sofa.
Right.
And the cat, I didn't know what happened because I woke up to a horrific smell in my nose, right? And I was just like, what the fuck? Something's died.
Yeah.
This must have been about 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I was like, I thought, what the fuck is it? And you know what my nostrils are like?
Yeah.
I was like, what the
Someone
fuck
opens
is
a bin
smell?
In another room and you're like, bin stinks.
I had no, and weirdly, I didn't think the cat.
Right.
I was just like, something horrible's happened, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out that the cat had took a shit in the hallway on the cat litter tray. And I could, it's all I could smell. And honestly, I've never had a worse sleep in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. So you were breathing in the cat shit air.
It was so strong, Chris. It was so potent. Yeah. I've never smelled, I can still remember it now. I've never known anything like it in my entire life. How is it that fucking strong?
Because it's shit. It's shit.
I know, but like, it was tiny.
Yeah.
It was tiny. It was the size of my little finger. It was such a small shit.
You inspected it then, did you?
Yeah, because when my friend woke up, I went, what the fuck is that smell? And she was like, oh God. She was like, oh, probably the cat had a shit. And I looked, it was tiny. And I was like, that's kept me awake. That fucking thing, this kept me awake for hours. Fuck me. Horrible.
Oh, God.
And she was like, I'm just used to it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's why you want one of them cats off the internet that shits in the toilet and flushes the toilet.
I would have
but
to.
You know, they're very rare. Yeah. Very, very rare. I
suppose, in a way, I suppose it's a bit like baby shit. Like, we, and I always think it's a bit manky, but we all do it, right? And all of our kids, anyone who I know who's got kids, right? If they have a shit and you're in a social setting, you might take them a little bit out the way, but you never take them in a different room.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone just sniffs your kid's shit, or you are sniffing another kid's shit at some point. Should we leave the room?
Well,
we should probably
it's
leave.
It's always when you're changing a baby's nappy in a social setting, the people who get really upset are people who don't have kids, and kids who are over like six. Other kids want to say, like, oh God, what the f-? But like, younger kids don't give a
no.
Kids
well,
don't
parents
care.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah,
but it is funny. Like, I have smelt all of my friends' kids' shit.
Strange thing to brag about that.
Seen it and all. Seen it with my two eyes.
Strange thing to brag about.
But I feel like, actually, from now on, we should leave the room, really.
You absolutely should leave the room. Yeah.
But we never do.
No.
Fuck that.
Well,
put it on the mat.
It's just what you're used to, isn't it?
We've got a mat under the settee.
We do, yeah.
It's horrible looking at that, actually.
There's
there
a
all
mat
the time.
Under the settee.
It's just a shit
just
mat.
Says, this is where we change shitty arses of our kids. Come in. Cup of tea. Shitty nappy. Welcome.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do. Thank you again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so much. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, shagmarriedannoyed.com for the tour dates in the autumn. The arena show, the second arena tour that we're doing, is selling fast. Extra tickets in certain sections of arenas that are very, very full have been released, and the whole date has been moved again. My fault, because I'm an idiot.
Fault.
I'm sorry, but I love you. Please don't hate us. Bye.
Bye bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.